Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. Folks, don't be sure to go there and check that website out. Ray Keating, the chief economist there, has some outstanding research that he's conducted on behalf of you and me across the country, state by state, as well as national. Lots and lots of stuff there. You can see how your member of Congress voted on small business issues there. All that's there. Karen, thank you for making all that available at sbecouncil.org. Karen, tonight the president is going to be giving his State of the Union speech. What is he going to say when it comes to small business?
You know, Jim, I'm going to be curious to see. I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you. I think he'll talk a lot about what the administration is doing on the access to capital front, in terms of SBA loans and loosening up loans in that regard, in terms of what they're continuing to do, I think, with the banking community to impel them to loan more to small business owners. I think on the healthcare front, he'll talk a lot about this administration's commitment to that issue, and that he will get health care reform. I don't think through the Congress. I don't think he'll be very specific on that. I think he'll just touch on it and move on.
You think he's still going to try to sell his idea for health care reform?
Well, I think it's going to. I don't think he's going to talk about the myths. It's not going to be any speech that he's had before in terms of what his health care plan will do.
Yeah.
I think he'll touch on it and say this is still a critical issue, and I'm going to work with the Congress, work with both sides of the aisle in fashioning a package that will pass.
But you know, Karen,
but he's not going to dwell on it, Jim.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about the economy, job creation. He'll talk probably about national security as well. But he's not going to dwell on the health care reform issue.
But you know, Karen, here's the thing. What I heard you say, and I think you're right, but what I heard you say was all the things that he knows about manipulating policy to try to grow the economy, where what he needs to do, but I don't think he's capable of doing this, and I don't mean this. That's not an insult, I really don't think he has the ability to do this, because this is not where he comes from or how he's wired. When instead of talking about policies that will manipulate the economy, he needs to be talking about policies that will free up the marketplace, that will get out of the way of the marketplace, because businesses can't pick winners and losers and be successful in the marketplace.
Well, Jim, right. I think he'll talk a lot about, rather than an entrepreneur-centered policy approach,
right,
he'll talk about a government-centered,
exactly,
policy approach. What government programs are going to be expanded or continued or implemented to help small business owners, to help workers in the economy, as opposed to tax policy, regulatory policy, trade policy that is going to enable small
business growth
and incentivize businesses to invest and create jobs. So that's, I think, what we'll be looking for is, you know, where is he going? And I think it is going to be focused more on the types of government programs as opposed to, gee, this is what the government is going to do to get out of your way, to incentivize,
right,
you, to give you more of your own resources.
And Karen, not only is that not going to work, it's going to have a double negative effect. It's not going to work, and it's going to disincentivize the entrepreneurs out there, like you and me and others out there. It's going to have a double negative effect, and I don't know, you know, and with tax policy, I understand he's going to say something about capital gains. Please don't give small business owners a capital gains tax cut. That's not where our profits are most of the time.
Right, right. Can we just mention one thing also? If you want my quick reaction to the State,
yeah,
of the Union, I am a contributor on Politico.com.
Uh-huh.
And for your listeners, I'll be posting on that tonight in terms,
good,
of my immediate reaction to that. Additionally, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, SBE Council, along with Andrew Sherman, another small business guru. Right. We'll be doing a webcast at 11 o'clock tomorrow on Accessing Capital 2010 Outlook and Strategies, and we'll talk about the policy environment and
that's
what that's doing.
And that's on SBEcouncil.org.
Yeah, go to our website, SBEcouncil.org, and listeners can find the link there, and that's a free webcast for anyone who wants to listen.
And, of course, my audience knows Andrew very well.
Yes.
And you and I and Andrew and others are going to be at the U.S. Chamber event in May.
That's right, all the likely suspects.
That's exactly right. We're going to have a panel. I'm looking forward to that. Karen, thank you for all you do for small business.
Oh, Jim, thank you. Looking forward to coming back again sharing.
We'll do it again real soon.
Listeners.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We don't know what we'd do without her. Oh, by the way, tomorrow I'm going to be doing my own stand-up after the State of the Union speech, giving you my thoughts on that. That'll be in this segment, this hour, tomorrow. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back. More to come after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.